Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. For hanging out with me, I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with a new friend, Matt Peterson. Matt is President and CEO of eFileCabinet.com. eFileCabinet is an organization that I'm going to get Matt to tell us a little bit about. And we've been talking about the cloud, folks, how the cloud helps you, how you might be using the cloud more than you think, probably are using it more than you think. And I'd like to encourage you to be a little more intentional about the cloud, actually have a more of a, be more aware of cloud potential, cloud opportunity. Matt Peterson, what do you think?
Yeah, Jim, I'll tell you, as a small business owners out there, and you know, our company, that's what drives us, drives America every day is small business owners. It's about efficiency. And so we look at it as like, don't take technology and just use technology for technology's sake. That's kind of fun, but that's not going to move your business forward. We really are proponents of saying, take a look at what's out there and using things that make you more efficient, allow you to do more with less. And the small business owners, you're always looking to do more with less, and that's what we strive to do every day.
The when we were going to the break at the in the last segment, we were talking about how we wind up with files in different places. I've got them on my hard drive. I have them in my email folder, in my inbox, attachments that people have sent me. You know, we've got them, as you say, we got hard copies we print out, and that sort of thing. Talk to us about the way your company and people who do what you do help small business owners to become more efficient with that.
Yeah, so, you know, just to recap, everybody that runs a company has got paper files. They've got electronic files, those emails that people send to you with attachments, and they're very, very prevalent. And then you've got the emails themselves. And usually in most organizations, those three disparate sources of information are sitting in three different locations. And most people, and if you look at somebody's inbox, they've got about, you know, 25 different sub-inbox because they know they'll receive an email, and they know they need to keep it, but they don't want to put it, right?
Right.
It's like, well, I better hang on to this, so I'm going to drag this into this little subfolder as a category. So with eFile Cabinet is essentially document management, file management. We can take all these different sorts of files and keep them in one central repository so that you can archive them. They can be indexed. I can find them through like a keyword search, like a Google S search, if you will. And so it's a file cabinet. We emulate the physical file cabinet with drawers and folders and then files. But all that information is in a nice, neat package where you can find it. And for eFile Cabinet, we have two different platforms. And for those people who are ready to go to the cloud, we've got a cloud-based version. But then there's also those who aren't quite ready for that, Jim, that we offer a traditional, hey, we'll install the software on your local hard drive and you can access it that way. But the cloud-based version is so fantastic because of it's the 24/7. And it's
let me stop the clock. Yeah, well, that's right. Let me ask you a question though. Tell me what is the key benefit of this? I mean, is this make it easier to find when I'm searching for it, or how does this differ from the folders that I put my files into on my hard drive?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Security is one of the key things. You know, data storage and all those kinds of things. You're putting something in a Windows folder directory. Sometimes it can be accidentally deleted.
Right.
If there's a couple people on your organization, they might not put it in the right spot, so
right,
you can't find it. And a lot of businesses, you know, they operate under some kind of a compliance umbrella, right?
Right.
If you're an accountant or financial
right.
advisor or something like that, you've got compliance issues that you need to keep files for certain periods of time, and you need to be able to deliver those to your clients. And if you cannot, for instance, medical records and the HIPAA requirements.
So put these over in these up in eFile Cabinet, for example, and then you can delete them off your own hard drive and save some room.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you control you know, the access to those files too. And built into that is a sharing component where I can actually share those files out with third parties or clients as I want to, right, and eliminate the need of email. And what I mean by that is that there's certain files you should not be sending over as attachments of emails because if they're intercepted, they've got social security numbers. You got
How would I do that with your system?
Yeah, there's a we have a sharing component. We call it a portal, and it's a file.
So if you and I are working on a project together, I could put that file up there and the give the other person access to it, and you could work on that document in that folder.
That's exactly right. I put it up there, and all of a sudden you'll get an email, Jim, that says, "Hey, you've got files."
I'm working on a project
I'm
working on a project right now with someone, and we're sending a file back and forth by email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a matter of fact, in some states, Jim, it's actually illegal to send documents via email. Massachusetts is one of them. That contains personal identifiable information.
Yeah.
And so it saves people. And
very interesting.
These days, that's very common.
What does it take to do business with your company?
Well, if they just go to efilecabinet.com, that's file cabinet with an E in front of it, we've got a lot of information about going paperless. And once people make the decision to go paperless, how do they want to do it? We give them tips and tricks and give them a lot of information that helps them do that. What we're finding, Jim, is a lot of people are looking to do this. There's a level right now with some people like, I feel uncomfortable about getting rid of the paper.
Oh, yeah. You got folks but there's nothing wrong with having both either, folks. Hey, efilecabinet.com, Matt Peterson, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Matt Peterson, ladies and gentlemen, efilecabinet.com. Check it out. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.